Okay, we promised two things here. A Kang shoot the boot and my prediction of the one big trade that I actually think can go down for the Lions. Which would you like first, the Kang shoot the boot or my prediction? Because they might be in conflict with one another.
Well, I'd like to hear the shoot the boot.
Okay. I was a little surprised you did this. You've invited me to join you, and I'm close.
Okay. Yeah. Well, feel free whenever you want. No pressure.
Yep.
But I'm going to go out there. And I don't even think this is really going out on a limb, Gator.
Okay.
But maybe it is. You can be the deciding factor on this.
I actually think, given all of the circumstance and the context, I actually think this is the perfect shoot the boot.
Thank you.
Yep.
I enjoy what we do for a living. And part of what we do for a living is we speculate things, right?
Yep.
And that includes trade rumors and big names. It's fun to talk about, and I'm not trying to poo-poo any of it. We still do it. I still want to hear everyone's opinion. But in my opinion, I will shoot the boot if the Lions trade for Max Crosby or Myles Garrett. I just don't think this is even a real possibility, and it's just not part of what the Lions do. I'm not saying I don't want them to do that. I'm saying what I think is realistic and what's going to happen is they will not make a big splash trade for one of those two guys.
You know, it's interesting because you're right. It is what we do. It is, you know, guys sitting at a bar talking sports, talking about everything. And trade talk, I drive sports talk radio. Those would be massive, massive trades. And, you know, the more that I read about what those teams are thinking, the more I think you're pretty safe. But that's kind of the purpose of the shoot the boot guarantee. It's where there's more sizzle than steak. And so you're willing, you know, a shoot the boot guarantee isn't something that's 50-50. It's something that you really think is a borderline impossible.
Kang, I will join you on that list.
Oh, Gator.
But because if they were to trade for one of those guys, hell yeah, I'll drink beer on this shit.
In fact, you'd let me. Can I hold the boot and just pour it down your throat?
Yeah, wherever. I mean, it's absolutely, absolutely. I don't think it's going to happen. But if it does, if the consequence of the Lions trading for Myles Garrett or for Max Crosby, if the consequence is I'm going to have to drink beer out of my shoe. Oh, darn.
That, you know, it's isn't that what an emotional hedge?
Yes.
Isn't that essentially
that
emotional
exactly
hedge?
Is emotional hedge. And yes, we saw plenty of the videos from LCA of people drinking out of the.
Yeah, every time somebody drinks beer out of a shoe and it's caught on camera, I think it's awesome. People tweet it and link it to us. And I'm like, if we leave one legacy when this show is all said and done, we are known as a show where the host would drink beer out of shoes. Then I think it's mission. I think career goals achieved.
Those fans got after it.
Yeah. I too am on board. All three of us. Shoot the boot guarantee. And now, if you still want to talk about it,
yeah,
that's
I'm open
fine.
To the discussion.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't want to poo-poo these discussions. The only thing we poo-pooed yesterday was when somebody said the Lions don't identify and go after great players, including in the draft, which we had a problem with. But as it stands right now, all three of us are on board. Shoot the boot guarantee that the Lions will not trade for Max Crosby or Myles Garrett. I do think there's one realistic trade that can go down. This is reading tea leaves. This is based upon some clues that are maybe obvious, maybe not so much. And this isn't that bold. But, I mean, the Jets dealt a 3 yesterday that can convey to a 2 for Davante Adams. They've also moved a 3 for Hassan Reddick that can convey to it too. I think the Jets have a goal of starting to get some draft capital back. I think the price for Hassan Reddick is pretty much the same thing. A 3 that can convey to it too. And I think the Lions would give up a 2 for Hassan Reddick. I don't think it's next year's 2. And next year, they don't have a 3. But I think the Jets would take a guaranteed 2 in 2026 for Hassan Reddick. And it's a deal that I've done as much research as I can find. Google searching, is Hassan Reddick a good teammate, has led to some, I wouldn't say great evidence that he is a good teammate, but I didn't see anything about Hassan Reddick being a bad teammate. And I don't want to equate holding out with being a bad teammate or a player that doesn't love football. I know that he has many philanthropic efforts back in his hometown of Camden, New Jersey, where he has donated backpacks to schools. He's given toys to needy kids. He is a supporter of the American Cancer Society. His grandmother is a cancer survivor. And I'm doing all I can to right. find out if Hassan Reddick will fit in this locker room. And I didn't see evidence that he won't. I think Drew Rosenhaus, when he gets involved, it starts to move things. And I think the Lions, I think the realistic big deal they can make with the most accessible player, most obviously accessible player out there is Hassan Reddick. And, you know, Dan Campbell said something yesterday that I have a little bit of concern with, and that is, you know, when he said, how does that guy, that role player that we get, play with the guy next to him?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure Reddick positionally, I mean, he's not Aiden Hutchinson.
No.
Like, he's not that big edge-setting defensive end. But
he's an outside linebacker.
But he does pressure the quarterback. But I think he'd be a useful, his skill set would clearly be useful, and they'd find a way to make it work. On top of that, it's incumbent upon Drew Rosenhaus saying to the Lions, he'll play. He'll play this year and sort out the contract next year. Because at some point, he's got to start, I would imagine, want to get paid and realize he's not going to get his, and I don't think the Lions would give him a contract.
Then he's not coming here.
I think things might have changed. I think things might have changed when Rosenhaus got involved.
I don't know. Obviously, Drew Rosenhaus is going to work on behalf of his client, but he's also going to work on behalf of Drew Rosenhaus. And so there's an impetus there for him to get a deal done longer term. But, I mean, the guy's missed this much time already. He's been fined $5 million by the NFL at this point for not playing. I don't see why he wouldn't just continue doing what he's doing, which is just he's going to hold out. He's going to pull a Le'Veon Bell.
So Rosenhaus won't get the money right away because he won't get a contract extension, but he will be his agent next year when he's a free agent.
And that's fine. But again, this is why the Lions won't do it.
Lions won't do it.
Well, the Lions I think – if I were Brad Holmes, I'd be interested in Hassan Reddick for sure. But if Hassan Reddick is letting me know, you got to give me an extension, and the Lions aren't willing to go to an extension, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think
happen.
The Lions will do an extension, and I think Hassan Reddick will bend on that now. I think Hassan Reddick is seeing, okay, if I don't do this now, I'm going to sit out the whole season. I don't want to sit out the whole season. Rosenhaus will get me my money eventually. I need to go play. And the team I'm going to play for can win a Super Bowl.
So you're basing that on Rosenhaus getting more involved.
I think the assumption, I think this is the most likely big deal that can go down. And yes, it is based upon Rosenhaus and Reddick agreeing, all right, you got to go play.
Here's the other thing. If a deal gets done to trade Hassan Reddick, I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think it's going the other direction because at this point, I think Philadelphia just wants to get anything.
The Jets
want to get anything in return.
You don't think they even need to give up a 2026 second round pick?
I don't think it's a second round pick. No, I think maybe you can offer up a fourth round pick. And if it's the best offer they have, they're going to have to take it because what else are they going to do?
Fair enough. If that's the best offer they have, typically what teams thinking is, if I will take a third in the next draft and you want to delay it to the following year, it's got to bump up around. So like the team C equivalent of a 2025 draft, the next draft, a third rounder, the 2026 draft is a second rounder. Those are the same thing. So that's why I landed on a second rounder.
Oh, I understand.
And I think they want to start to get some of their draft capital back because essentially they've given up a three and maybe a two for Reddick and Devontae Adams. They only have one of those players. So let's get our draft capital back. And I hope you're right. That'd be great if you're right. But the more we reach into this, and part of why we're all on board with the shoot the boot guarantee with Crosby and Garrett, I think Reddick's the only realistic one that can get done. And I would be happy with that. Outside of that, and if Reddick won't waive, and if he won't, if he says I won't play unless I have a new contract, then it's not going down. He's not coming here. And we get into the next level of player, the subtle move that, I mean, I'd love to get Landry from Tennessee. That one makes a lot of sense on a lot of fronts, but that's a bigger move than I think we gave it credit for yesterday.
Well, what if you start asking yourself, okay, if I'm going to trade for Reddick, what would it cost me to extend him for 2 years? What's a two-year extension for Hassan Reddick look like? Does it look like $25 million a year? Does it look like $20 million a year? Does it look like $15 million a year?
Would that be beyond this year? So mm-hmm. You're talking about the rest of this year and two more years?
Yeah, in 25,
I don't think 26. I don't think the Lions would do that. I think
why not?
Because I think they're
if they if they trade for Landry, you're getting them for a couple more years.
Yes.
If you trade for any of these other great players we're talking about, you get them for a couple more years.
And this is why I think the only one they'll get is Reddick, the only one that's realistic, because he's essentially a rental.
But you think Landry's realistic?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'd love to
have Landry, but I don't think he's realistic. I'd love to have Hendrickson. Hell, I'd love to have Crosby and Garrett. But I just got on board with the
teams have to be willing to move players. Yes. And I don't think those teams are willing to move those players just yet. But well, obviously, the Jets are more than willing to move Hassan Reddick.
Yep. And look, Schefter has some thoughts on it. And you'll hear those a little bit later on. Let's talk some college football with the Blitz thingy next. Then we'll get to your phone calls and feedback on whatever you want to talk about here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.